Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Sonny Sumter, Executive Director of the DC Jazz Festival.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. I know we talk every year about the Jazz Fest. Now, I know you have the top 10 reasons for us to come to the Jazz Fest this year, but before we dive into that, really quick, a basic overview question. You know, what year are we in now, and you know, how much have you sort of seen it grow?
This is the 16th edition of the DC Jazz Fest. We, as you know, last year we were 40 venues, over 150 shows. We had 148,000 people attend in 2019. Pivot to this year, we were expecting an even grander festival. We were all dialing it back and going virtual, but we still expect to be on the global stage to exceed those numbers and to have a real great global party this year.
So when you say it's virtual, how can our users experience it? I guess they can get on your website. And also, like, what exactly, where are the musicians, you know, streaming from?
That's a great question. So first of all, the dates are September 24th. We've got concerts happening all day. We are broadcasting from the Wharf, from Mr. Henry's, from U Street Music Hall, and other venues, Union Stage. And it really is an opportunity, while there is no in-person audience, is an opportunity for the global audience to really join us.
Awesome. All right, without further ado then, let's dive into your top 10 reasons, David Letterman style, of why we should go to the DC Jazz Fest virtual this year. So what's number one?
This talent is outstanding. There's an international lineup this year that ranges from straight ahead to gospel to hip hop to bluegrass jazz.
All right. Reason number two.
There's actually something for everyone, and it's free this year. So you can watch free of charge on fans.com, gatheredbyeventsdc.com, and on the DCJF Facebook page.
All right. That sounds cool. Reason number three.
You get to taste the DC Jazz menu from anywhere in the world. So wherever you are in the world, you get to hear Alan Johnson, Ben Williams, Christy DeShield, Heart of a Ghost, Nasser Abadie, Danilo Perez, and others, including the Chuck Brown Band serving up some go-go.
Awesome. A little DC flavor with Chuck Brown Band. Reason four.
You can meet a cultural ambassador. Danilo Perez is the UNESCO Artist for Peace and in the UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. He's also the cultural ambassador for Panama. He's performing on Thursday, September 24th at 8 p.m.
Nice. Number five.
Discover and fall in love with the new artists. The good thing about this year is we are featuring some amazing first-time artists to the stage. Baby Rose, Fiasco, Cecily, Heart of a Ghost, and they promise to have unforgettable shows.
Reason number six.
Check out a drive-in jazz. Park of DC is a pop-up experience for the whole family. You can drive in your car to the RFK campus, and it's free, but you have to register. You can go to our website, dcjazzfest.org, and register while you can. Tickets are going fast.
Yeah, I love the resurgence of the drive-in during the pandemic. It's one of those silver linings, and, you know, we've seen a lot of drive-in movie theaters, but cool that you can actually drive in and see live music, too. All right, number seven.
Impress your friends. Discover what's big in jazz internationally. You can actually have your finger on the pulse of what's happening with jazz internationally between blues, soul, Latin, and more. So there's Italy, Canada, Luxembourg, the UK, Panama are participating this year. So impress your friends.
They will be impressed for sure. All right, number eight.
Impress your friends even more. Meet the artists. We're offering some exclusive opportunities from Q&As so you can actually get engage with the festival artists. So you can head on to dcjazzfest.org for more information on the Meet the Artists interviews.
All right. Number nine.
Cast your vote for the 6th annual DC Jazz Free Band Competition. The band walks away with $15,000. We've got five finalists this year: Camille George from the UK, Dream Root from North Carolina, the EJB Quartet from DC, Mike Casey from New York, and the RDW Trio from Luxembourg.
And how will they get to vote on that?
they get to vote by tuning in, and they'll have an opportunity to vote. There'll be a chat room where they'll be able to vote there. There'll be someone there casting it all, putting it all together. And they it represents 50% of the vote. We will have some judges in a secret booth.
Nice. And before we get to number 10, real quick, more on the contest. How did you guys actually narrow down those finalists?
We had over 80 applications come in from around the world. We had adjudicators that met in April, and they narrowed it down to about 18. And then we met again and narrowed it down to 5. It was a hard decision. There are so many great bands out there now.
There really are. Well, that'll be really cool. Number 9, I think, is one of the things I'm most excited for with the little local content. But last but not least, reason number 10.
Jazz is an American treasure. The United States officially proclaimed jazz as a national treasure in 1987. So diehard fans of the genre always wonder, what took you so long? So, you know, really, come on, immerse yourself in a national art form from the comforts of your own home or at a drive-in with the drive-in jazz park up at RFK campus.
Well, those 10 reasons are even one of those reasons would be enough to attend, but all 10, it's a must see. Thursday, September 24th through Monday, September 28th. Anything else you want to add of all the different things our listeners can be doing? They've been stuck at home for, you know, half a year, and it's been pretty much hell with, it feels like 2020 just deals us one blow after another, but you know, how excited are you that you're still able to kind of be able to put this on, and you know, even though it's much different than what you probably were expecting originally, but you know, talk about just sort of how cool it is that you were still be able to adapt and still have this thing.
Well, Jason, you just said it. That's the reason why we're doing it. We really need a reason to celebrate this year. There's so much going on. We're in our homes. We're, you know, we're quarantined. So many of us are alone or with our small, you know, groups. So we want you to have watch parties. We want you to gather outdoors in your backyards, invite your neighbors over. Go to dcjazzfest.org. Get on the mailing list so that you can get up-to-date information on this. And then really celebrate this, you know, jazz. Wherever you are in the world on those 5 days, it really is something for everyone. I know I will be doing it. I already have my schedule planned out. I'm going to different families' homes. I'm going to a couple of our board members' homes. We're going to have a good time.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us. It's always a treat every year. Again, everybody, it's September 24th through the 28th, the 16th annual DC Jazz Fest. Head over to dcjazzfest.org to find all the details on how to stream it live this year. Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jason.